Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from my home in Branson, Missouri, near Branson. And I have our special guest giving us a special witness, Dr. Gary Wood from Texas. And right here at the front of the broadcast, I'm going to give you his address because sometimes we run on right to the end. His address is Post Office Box 1649, Sugar Land, Texas, 77487. You can get his book, A Place Called Heaven, from him, or you can get it at billybrim.org. Gary, when Jesus told you that you had to go back, did you want to go back?
No, ma'am. When you're over there, you're free of all pain. You're free of remembrance of any kind of sorrow or heartache you had down here on this earth. And so there's no longing. And actually, the longer you stay over there, the more difficult it is to be released.
Did you have a sense? Did you have any disappointment, or can you experience disappointment?
There was no disappointment. None. No, you're elated.
If he told you have to go back, then did you feel any disappointment?
No,
then?
I just knew I was sent back on assignment.
You just knew that he had commanded and you would obey.
He commanded me and I would obey. And I had no choice. I've heard people give their testimonies. And we heard a powerful testimony recently of Pastor Melissa Harris. Mm-hmm. She was given a choice, mm-hmm. she said, and that's awesome. She was told by the Father, you have a choice. You can mm-hmm. come on home. I know mm-hmm. your body's weary. I'll say well, mm-hmm. but you won't hear well done. Mm-hmm. Now, I've heard those testimonies. I believe in those testimonies. I wasn't given that choice.
You were just given the commandment.
I was given the commandment. I was sent back, but there was no disappointment whatsoever.
And you were told there were three signs. You were told that just before he comes again, there would be three signs of his soon coming.
Yes, ma'am.
And the first one was
a spirit of restoration. Yes, ma'am.
And just briefly tell us what that one was.
Okay, well, it means there's going to be restoration of relationships. There's going to be a restoration of finances that the devil has stolen from you.
Relationships, finances.
There's going to be healings. The devil has stolen healings from you. You're going to get healed. A part of that's receiving your body parts, I believe, I receive, and that's the restoration.
A restoration of everything.
Restoration. It means to be totally restored and made complete.
Hallelujah.
And made in its original state.
Uh-huh.
Is what it means. Mm-hmm. Its original state. Mm-hmm. Something was stolen from you, well, then it's going to be brought back in its mm-hmm. original state, and given back. And that's why it's time for the devil to pay back.
Well, I've already seen a lot of the restoration between people who had breaks between them.
Yes.
And breaking fellowship. And Jesus did emphasize that. Now, what was
And I'm hearing preachers preach on this.
Sister, oh, my
Billy,
goodness.
Like I've never heard before. And the second thing was a spirit of prayer.
A spirit of prayer. What did he say about
that? In other words,
that?
There'd be great emphasis of teaching on prayer. And of course, you and the prayer WWPs and all that are involved in that. I have tremendous revelation. I've been used by the Father to explain to us. But what I saw was three circles, the atmosphere of Earth.
Now, you saw Earth.
Yes, ma'am.
Like an orb.
Just like an orb, like uh-huh. a circle.
And then what happened?
Then I saw the mid-second area.
Okay, you saw the atmosphere around the Earth, and that would be like the first circle.
Yes, ma'am.
And then the second circle was what?
The atmosphere of where Satan's domain is.
The mid-heavens, I would say.
Mid-heavens is where mm-hmm. his kingdom is and where he rules. And then, of course, then the third heaven is where I
Heaven of heavens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so I witnessed that, and I saw a lot of demonic activity.
In that middle realm.
Yeah. And I saw Satan would send his demons on assignment, and he would send them out, and if they could go out and get people to lie, steal, cheat. There were all different levels and different ranks.
Different levels and ranks of demons.
Of demons, yeah. Mm-hmm. And they would go in, they'd go into churches, they'd try to stir up strife.
Mm-hmm. You saw that.
Yes, ma'am. They'd tell lies about pastors. Mm-hmm. Yeah, all that pastor wants is your money. All that TV evangelist wants is your money. Mm-hmm. You know, and to get people all stirred up and they get people lustful, committing mm-hmm. adultery and all those kind of things. Well, if the person or the church or the group of people or city
the target
yeah would give in to that and yield to that, then immediately that initial set of demons, or one demon, or however how many Satan sent out, would send back and get reinforcements. And what I saw was like flies, swarms of flies, and I saw like locusts, and they had two big red eyes. They were horrible looking creatures, and hideous looking creatures, and tormenting, fearful looking creatures. Then they would come back, and they would set up like a control over that particular area, or over that person. It said, and I saw people with like an octopus. It's the best way I could describe it. It'd be like an octopus with all kinds of tentacles, and it would stick into these people, and it would suck the life of God out of them.
Oh.
I saw people with
you saw individuals then.
Individuals,
they
just
that.
Go like, like that, and it just suck it, you know. And then, and of course, they'd die in the natural. But what would happen in the supernatural is what I was seeing is the life was being sucked out of them. Or sometimes they wouldn't die physically. They would, but they would die from this experience spiritually, and they would just be walking dead men. But I witnessed all this, and I saw this, and I saw this activity of what was going on. And they would set up areas of over whole cities. And I can mention cities, and you think of greed, you think of homosexuality, you think of all these demon strongholds controlling those particular areas. And that's what I saw. Then I saw when Christians would get down on their knees, believers would pray and would use the name of Jesus. And I think one of the greatest callings is the office of intercessor.
I do too.
Many times we don't give them the recognition. And what I think, Sister Billy, is
they'll get it. Don't you worry.
That's what I'm fixing to say. I think when we get to heaven, I really believe this, is that when we get to heaven, a lot of famous evangelists are going to be kind of asked to step aside, and the little old intercessors that no one even knew who their name was.
That's right.
Little grandma in their house somewhere. Mm-hmm. But they're the ones that are going to be brought forth, because I know in my life I want people praying for me, and I ask everyone to do that. And that's the core of your ministry and the heart of your ministry. But what I saw is when people begin to pray like that, and they'd use the name of Jesus, they'd get in love and get in unity, then it would produce this atmosphere for miracles to happen, and their prayers would go up like sharp barbed arrows. They would be like, I saw when you would pray, that I saw like a bow being pulled back, and I saw the arrows shoot up, and that was your prayer. And it would hit that darkness. It would hit that target of deception, strife, whatever you're praying for, it hit that. And so you were doing that in faith. And then what would happen is God's angels would come on the scene, and they would intervene, the warrior angels, and they would ward off all those demonic spirits. Now, the more prayer, the less the demonic control.
So the prayers went up like a sharp barbed arrow and just shot. Would the demons fall back, or what would happen?
It would just explode them.
It'd be like it'd explode.
It would just like, and they would just go boom and just dissolve. I saw some just dissolve, and then I saw some that would like you. Excuse me if you're an animal lover. I don't want to offend anybody, but if you throw a rock at a dog.
You heard them yip away.
And they go running off, and they're fearful, and then they're high. But that's the concerted effort of prayer, where we're all praying, we're all
prayer
united.
prayer warriors. And so Jesus gave you this when he said there would be a spirit of prayer that preceded his coming. Then that means this is going to be happening before he comes.
He said, always
I've never
pray.
Seen it. I've never seen it like I see today.
I've never seen it today. I've never seen it like never. Today. In the church that I grew up in when I was a kid, we used to have prayer meetings, but they really weren't prayer meetings. And then we would always pray, and you and I grew up in the same kind of denominational background, but we would always pray, and they'd say, Sister so-and-so is sick and in the hospital. Mm-hmm. So then somebody would stand up and say, now, Lord, if it be your will, if you desire, oh yeah. God, and we'd beg and plead and everything, you know, and we didn't know God's will.
No.
Because we didn't know it was His will to heal Sister So-and-so. Yes. And so we prayed in ignorance. So I've never seen a time in my lifetime
like today.
Since I've come back like today.
So you would say that this spirit of prayer then has been indeed poured out.
It's prevailing all over. And Jesus then emphasized, He said, always pray, it is written.
Always pray.
Yeah.
It is written.
Yeah.
That's what He said when He was contending with the
devil. That's what He did. He said, man shall not live by bread alone. It is written. Then He would, in every instance of the assault of the devil, He would respond by saying, it is written. He didn't state His opinion or whatever. Mm-hmm. And the devil had to leave, and the angels of God came to minister to him. So I always seek to find a scripture that I can stand upon to say it is written, because you'll have more authority if you declare that.
I heard Jesus say it, I mean, I'd say it every.
That's what every time, and that's why I always
time.
Say. I always say it is written, and I when I'm at the altar praying with people, and if they say something, I'll ask the Father, and a scripture will come up, and I'll say it is written. Then Jesus said, you can declare it is finished.
Then, if it's written, it's finished.
Yes, ma'am.
Then you can declare
it is finished.
It is finished.
So the more prayer and the more unity, the more...
That was stressed to you, the prayer and the unity.
Tremendously. And that's what brings the miracles. When I was overseas, I've gone all over different countries, but when I was in Brazil, you would get out of your car in the parking lot of the church and you would hear the intercessors praying in the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
he's talking about lately.
And this is just 2 years ago. And I'm talking about a big church, a large church. And they would be crying out so loud in prayer. Well, I'm fully aware, and I know like you, Sister Billy, prayer is what undergirds our ministries. That's what makes the preparation of the miracle services to be powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just want to strongly emphasize.
You saw the prayers in heaven?
I saw our prayers.
And
He spoke to me. I saw how sweet they are. They're sweet in His presence. He receives our prayers. He accepts our prayers. The angels carried them right up to Him. He receives them. They're like a sweet aroma in His nostrils. So take those prayers.
And
give them to Him.
If you think, well, I don't have a ministry, oh my goodness, just pray.
It's the greatest ministry.
It's the greatest one.
Yes, ma'am.
And just begin and ask the Holy Ghost to teach you. He'll teach you. And you don't have to have a great teacher to teach you. He'll teach you. All right, Brother Gary, we're going to get to number 3 tomorrow. He gave you 3 signs when you come back.
Wait.
Yeah. So praise the Lord. We'll be back tomorrow. We ask you to come and be here with us. And remember, this is archived. If you need to go on the archives and begin with Mondays a week ago. Shalom.